Fred Phelps comes out of the closet, 15th of December 2009, Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Topeka, Kansas. The infamous Fred Phelps, head of the Westboro Baptist Church, an independent Baptist church and anti-gay hate group, has come out as a gay man. Since November 27, 1955, a central issue and point of contention in Phelps' theology has been his condemnation of homosexuality. This turnabout has surprised and shocked the Christian right and the gay community alike, leaving both at a loss as to how to manage this change of affairs. Fundamentalist pastor Jerry Falwell, who once referred to him as a first-class nut, said, quote, "In a way, it's easier for us to deal with it. I'd much rather see his brand of craziness attributed to his being a homosexual than to continue tarnishing the name of our Christian faith any further," unquote. The country of Sweden is silent on the matter, despite his numerous tirades against their godless country, as he calls it. Many gay, lesbian, and transgender activists have expressed dismay at the prospect of defending their lifestyle from attacks based on whatever Reverend Phelps may say in the future. Intrepid Unnews reporters broke into the office of Phelps' therapists and uncovered a rationale behind the life change. Suppressed memories from his childhood were unlocked during hypnosis. He remembered watching lithe, naked men working the fiberglass fields in Arkansas in the hot sun, day after day. He recalled being aroused by the sight and the tremendous conflict with his strict Baptist upbringing. After learning that his father had participated in several lynchings of these poor gay migrant workers, he buried his young boy's lust deeply for the next 72 years. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.